Wow. You know, it took me forever just to get here, and now that I'm here, it feels a little bit weird. Don't you think, Spencer? Don't you think, Star? Oh, wait a second. Nobody's here today, except me. I'm here today because I couldn't wait to do a podcast, and I have anxiety. So here I am. I'm here talking to myself, talking to you all. Welcome. I brought out my piano. What a beautiful tune that is. I am not a pianist, just so you guys know, as you can tell from my beautiful piano skills. It's beautiful, but if you do too, these are all C's. Sounds amazing. Now, guys, let me tell you something. I couldn't wait to do a podcast, and I need to do a podcast, or I'm going to die. So this is what I decided to do. I said, I'm going to make a short, quick podcast for you guys if you want to know what's going on in my life. And if you don't, well, then guess what? You can skip this episode and wait till next week. But if not, you're here. I'm here. And we're going to enjoy this little ride. And because this isn't we stayed late. This is I stayed late. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I stayed late. You see, I just learned what that chord meant, and I learned that this is C, D, E, F, but you know, it's baby steps. Now, let's get into this thing. Now, Spencer Stark, my cohort here, he has finally established what this podcast is about. Now, we are just some three little people who are trying to make creative stuff. You know what I mean? Spencer over there making board games, Star over here making comics. I'm over here trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get my stuff in order. It's a mess. But you know what? We finally have some order to this podcast, and guess what? It's divided into three subjects. Now, Spencer broke it down as three things. One, inspiration. What inspires you this week? What inspired me? We're creatives. We got to be inspired by something, don't you think? I think so. What do you think, piano? Beautiful. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is, what are we anticipating? What's something that we're looking forward to? What's something that we just want to grab our hands on? Something that we want to hug? Something we want to dance with? Something we want to maybe fall in love with? Who knows? It could be something new. It could be something old. It could be something blue. Who knows? What do you think, piano? Beautiful. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is perspiration. Now, this one's always a hard one for me, ladies and gentlemen, because I think it's something else. But perspiration is something that we're making, something that we're working on, something that we kind of have our nose to the ground, something that we're just rubbing our face like straight on the ground, bleeding. Our noses are bleeding because we're working so damn hard. Blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm talking about. You live this. That's why you're in this podcast. That's why you're listening to it. Congratulations. Congratulations, one, for living. Congratulations, two, for listening to this podcast. And congratulations, three, for working. And if you're not working, that's okay, because you're going to figure it out. It takes time. It takes time for you to know who you are and what works and what doesn't work. Like this piano. This piano works beautifully, doesn't it? So let's jump into it. I guess the thing I've talked about piano playing, and I'm going to get into piano playing. The first step was finding the power chord, and today I found the power chord, and this thing is in action. Now, this is what I want to talk about, inspiration. Now, what inspired me? Okay, before we do that, let's talk anticipation. What am I anticipating? I am anticipating, first off, these Marvel movies, but I also wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk about what movies were coming out this summer, the blockbuster movies. This summer coming out is going to be something crazy. I'm going to type in Google. Now, this show is not prepared at all. In fact, it's unprepared, but that's why you're here. You're just here working, and you're going to be listening to me talking. This is what we call venting, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm just going to click a link here. Oh, that's for 2018. I need 2019 movies. That's what we're going to talk about today. Today, we're going to talk about 2019 summer blockbusters. So let's check out The Den of Geek, right? I mean, they're geeks, so they have to have the entire list. And I promise you, there's going to be something missing in here. There's going to be something you look in here and you're going to be like, well, goddamn it, Luis, where's that one movie I was looking forward to? That one unique movie. Well, guess what? You can let me know. You can tweet me. You can Instagram me. Or you don't have to. You can just think about it, and then you'll get to where you need to get, and you'll forget about it. Perfect. Okay, guys. The first thing. Now, this is trying to load. I got ads everywhere. I can't believe how many ads there are on my phone, and it's insane how much it's ruined the user interface and the user experience of your phone. It's ridiculous. I just put ad blocker on my laptop for the first time, because the ads were going crazy, and it was a whole new world. Let me tell you that. But listen, when you go to rubywibble.com, make sure you turn the ad blocker off, because you got to help Star out here. She just every little view counts. Okay. Now, this is insane. I can't even enjoy what I'm watching here. Okay. You know what? We're gonna get out of this website, because I can't even distinguish what's happening here. Let's see. Summer movies. Okay. How about movie releases 2019? I know there's a website, firstshowing.net. That's the one I want. Come to me for sure. Oh, on 9% on battery. That's great. I also cracked my phone last night. Oh, no, a couple nights ago. When I was driving, if you guys are listeners of the podcast, you know that I drove a 3-ton truck. And if you're an Instagram viewer, you definitely followed my journey and how long it took. I was out and about till 3:43 a.m. in 39 degrees of cold. I don't know what that is in Celsius. Let's find out. Hey, Siri, what's 39 degrees Celsius? Wait, you know what, guys? You know, I've had a really long day, and what I meant was Fahrenheit. And I'm sure a lot of you are having a laugh, having a hoot and a holler because of the mistake I've made. And you said, Luis, that's crazy. What are you talking about? It must have been extremely hot, because 39 degrees Celsius is 102.2 Fahrenheit. No. What I want to know, and now my phone's at 3%. This thing's a piece of shit. So now I'm going to say, hey, Siri, what's the temperature for 39 degrees Fahrenheit to Celsius?
Here's what I found on the web for what temperature is. What's the temperature for 39 degrees Fahrenheit?
So Siri isn't, made for my, my ability to not complete sentences. But you know what? We're going to get here. Hold on. Just be patient. This is what you're here for. Okay. What is 39 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius?
3.9 degrees Celsius.
Oh my God, it was that easy. 3.9 degrees Celsius. For everybody else in the world who's listening, thank you for being patient. And listen, if you hit an obstacle, just keep going. You know, don't give up. Let me tell you, I hit a lot of obstacles tonight just trying to put on this podcast. And I said, I got to do it. I tried to get curtains today. You know, those curtains from a backdrop? Didn't get them. Went to two different stores. Didn't get them. It was crazy. And then I had a tripod here. And I forgot the little plate that puts the tripod on it. So this camera now is on two pillows and a blanket, just so that I can get view. But now my phone's on 1%, so it's surely going to die as I try to talk about movies here. But no worries. Let's just jump in. There's some drama going on, because will my phone last through the summer? Oh, no. We'll see. What do you think, piano? Oh, no. You want this one. No, we want this one. No. Where's the good one? That's too high. All right, let's find out. So, what are we going to start with? What day is going to be the day to start the summer? Well, you know what? There's so many good movies coming out. You know, Hellboy's coming out on April 12th, and that's going to be great. And, you know, but let's start with Avengers Endgame on April 26th, really April 25th, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about Avengers because, listen, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I love the Avengers. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm rewatching the entire thing right now. Right now, I'm on Captain America, the first Avenger, mind you, and I haven't seen anything. I don't really know what it's going to be. It's going to be the Russo brothers. They're continuing. Basically, it's a continuation of the last movie. I loved the last movie. In fact, it's one of my favorite movies. Let me tell you that. So that's going to be great. Let's talk about May. Let's enter into May. We got a movie called The Intruder, a movie called Long Shot, a movie called Ugly Dolls. I know nothing about those movies. So guess what? We're going to move on because I have 1% battery left. Okay, let's talk about Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Now, I'm going to look on IMDb, and we're going to learn a little bit. Now, this is what I do. Every time I see a movie that comes out, I'm like, I'm going to watch the trailer, because sometimes I do watch the trailer. I was a little bit hesitant about this one, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see the goddamn trailer. It looks pretty cool. I'm excited. It looks really fun. The textures look good. I love a good texture. It lets me sink into the world. I love Ryan Reynolds. And let's see, who's the director? It's directed by Rob Letterman. Rob Letterman, what have you done, Rob Letterman? What have you done that I want to see? You've done Goosebumps, Gulliver's Travel, Monsters vs. Aliens, Shark Tale. And that's it. So, you know, I think those are enjoyable movies. They're fun movies. I think it's going to be an okay movie. I think it'll be a joyride, I think, with Ryan Reynolds at the helm. Now, that's just the director. Who knows? Maybe it's a really awesome writer. Whoa, we got a lot of writers here, baby. Oh, my God. Okay. We got a couple of original stories and characters here. We have the story by three people and the screenplay by four people. So typically what I would do is I would deep dive between all of these writers and see this guy produced The Tick. Oh, my goodness, guys. Oh, my goodness. One Day at a Time. He wrote One Day at a Time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen One Day at a Time and you just need to put something on the background like you're doing right now, just put it on. Just let it play in the background. Hey, if you watch it one, watch one. Maybe episode two. That's where I jumped in. I jumped on episode two. Jump on episode two. If you like it, keep watching. If you don't, well, then you gave it a try. So I know nothing about this Detective Pikachu stuff. It could be good. It could be bad. Who knows? What a show, right? What creative insight I've given you into this world. No. Okay, so May 17th, we have A Dog's Journey. Ooh, May 17th, we have John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. Now, I like John Wick 1 because the story was simple. John Wick 2, there was more expansion of the lore, as you will. But I felt like it was a little muddy. All right. There's a cool little shootout scene between him and Common, I think. If I'm wrong, you're going to have a joyride trying to correct me. I dare you to message me. I dare you. The Sun is also a star. I don't know what movie that is. What movie is The Sun is also a star? Oh. Oh. I don't know who any of this. Do I know who those people are? There's someone on the poster that I recognize, but it's not one I know. Okay, we're just going to keep going. Oh, my goodness, guys. May 24th, Aladdin. Now listen, we talked about Aladdin earlier in this podcast, and it was, I saw it at a poster, I saw it on a magazine, and I was not happy about it because of the casting. I love Will Smith, but I just don't think he's a genie, and that's fine. If you think he's a great genie, great, you're gonna have a grand old time. Everyone's has their own opinion, but after watching that trailer, Disney is just pushing these movies. Let me tell you what, they are pushing and pushing and just making them out real quick. I mean, look, I think, is Lion King coming out this year? If it is, that's insane. I mean, how much graphics they're trying to put in through their department. It is! Lion King is coming out July 19th, which is basically the whole movie is photorealistic animation. That takes so much effort to do. I tried to mask and do one graphic on a small thing. It took me 8 hours. I mean, I'm not a graphics person, but it just shows you it takes forever. Anyway, so first off, when I heard Jafar, that's not a villain. Did you hear that voice? Go into the pyramid. That's not scary at all. Not terrified. The genie looks like someone didn't track his face correctly, and it just looks odd. And if it doesn't look odd to you, please let me know. Let me know if it doesn't look odd. Let me know down in the comments down below because we are on youtube.com/we stayed late. But tonight, I stayed late. That's right. So these are going to be quick because my phone's about to die. If you remember that. Wonderful. Godzilla, King of Monsters. Who's making that movie? Is it the same people who made the last movie? Now, the guy who made the last movie, he was kind of a graphics guy. So everything looked visually stunning. Story, not so much. Michael Dougherty. He wrote the story for X-Men Apocalypse, Krampus, Trick or Treat, Superman Returns. He only directed the movie Krampus, which I haven't seen. So what does that mean? I have no idea how to gauge this at all. So I'm going to look at the writer. Writer. He wrote it too. Zach Shields wrote it too. Okay, who's Zach Shields? What did he write? He wrote, okay, the con. Wait, no. Do, 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 do. Krampus. This is a Krampus gym. If you like Krampus, you might like Godzilla. I don't know. I never saw Krampus. I wanted to see Krampus, but I did not. So let's go to the next movie. Rocket Man. That's the John. And then Secret Life of Pets 2. Guys, I saw a trailer for that, and it was a cat. You know I love cats, because I feel like cats get a bad rap. Okay, everybody put cats as villains. You know, maybe they don't have to be villains. I feel like we're just stereotyping cats, okay? Now, if you have a bad experience with cats, I'm sorry, okay? there are good cats out there. Trust me. They're ones who are just cuddle you like a bug, who warm you up when you call them. They just come to you and then they just warm you up and they purr. And, you know, they're very loving. A lot of people think they're not loving. They're very loving. I'm sick of this bad rap that cats are getting. Everywhere I go, I see it. I'm sick of it. I want to write a movie that that has cats. Oh, that has cats as heroes. I got to learn how to sing, too. But I don't have time to write, so there's that. But if you want to write a short, go ahead. The next movie is X-Men Dark Phoenix. Now, I jumped off the X-Men wagon a bit ago, X-Men Apocalypse. I didn't get to see. I just never had time to see it. I had the DVD. I got the Blu-ray. I have the download, but I just haven't seen it. You know, one night, I just, you know, I have nothing to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch that movie. Men in Black International. Oh, boy, I cannot wait for this movie. I love let's see who's running the jam. Men in Black International. F. Gary Gary. Guy's name is Gary Gary twice. He's done The Fate of the Furious, Straight Outta Compton, Be Cool. He did The Italian Job. Ooh, I like that movie. Okay, great. This guy's going to have fun. This guy's going to be a bang. This guy's going to be a banger. He's going to be a cool guy. He's going to make this movie really awesome. I love Tessa Thompson. I love Chris Hemsworth. It's going to be like Thor Ragnarok again, but this time killing aliens. I used to watch that show all the time too, on the animated show. You know what I'm talking about? On WB, Kids WB. Yeah, probably you don't. Shaft is coming out. I think that's where they cover three generations of Shaft. Pixar Toy Story 4. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I had my run with Toy Story, and I figured I don't need it anymore. I don't need any more Toy Stories. Why are we making a 4? 1, 2, 3 is perfect. Because people want it. That's why, huh? Yeah. I guess the more people want it, they're just going to keep making it. It's just unfortunate because it ended. It had a nice rap story. Now that you've done 4, well, hell, you might as well give me 3 more. Give me the second trilogy. And then if you're going to do a second trilogy, well, then hell, go the Star Wars route and give me 3 trilogies. 3, 3, 3. Hopefully that's not my car. It wasn't. So let's see how that goes. Annabelle 3. I forgot there wasn't even an Annabelle 2. July 5th, Spider-Man Far From Home. Holy crap, he comes back from Infinity War? He survives? Come on, Marvel. Come on. Couldn't you wait a little bit? No, because money. But that's fine, I guess. I haven't seen a trailer for it. I hope it's going to be good. I haven't been watching any of the Marvel trailers. I do feel like after Endgame comes out, I'm just going to start watching them. Because this is a precious time of Marvel. Let's say a pure time of a Marvel Cinematic Universe. And now that Disney has acquired Fox, they're going to probably get X-Men. It's going to create a whole splintering of stories, and it's just not going to be the same anymore. So I'm going to probably watch the trailers, and when Endgame is out, I'll probably watch Far From Home. Why not? I'll watch the trailer if I'm bored. Lion King, July 19th. What do we got? We got The New Mutants on August 2nd. I'm kind of excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. Are you excited about it? Probably not. Maybe yes. Maybe I can't. Let me tell you what. I can't believe my phone is still alive. Let me do a little jam. Let's jam it out. Perfect. Okay, so now we're going to talk about perspiration. Now, what I'm working on is, you guys heard of it. All right, I'm working on this baking show. Okay, I've been a little worried about making it. It's the first thing. It's a little bit daunting to me. It should be fun, right? I need to just approach it as a fun thing. And, I'm worried that it's not going to be creatively cool. And you know what? Who cares? It's fun. I just want to do it. Well, we got to hold for our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Today's sponsors, RubyWhipple.com. Go to Ruby Whipple, Ruby with an I, to read all about the comics that you love, the ones that you don't even know that you love, but you do love. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? There's something out there that you don't know that you love yet. It's like a child, you know? Your newborn son, your newborn daughter, your newborn offspring, whatever they choose to be. This is it. Go to RubyWhipple.com and learn about what this witch goes through in Los Angeles. It's not a big commitment. It's just twice a week. In fact, you might be wanting more. Now, if you're new to the series, that's a big commitment because you got to start from the beginning. But hey, you can binge it. You're binging Netflix, right? You're binging Hulu. Why don't you binge RubyWhipple.com? Starlene Hodge here made it. If you're a supporter of this podcast, what are you doing? That's the tune to start reading it. And yeah, that's go to RubyWhipple.com. Offer code, we stayed late. Offer code, there is no offer code. The offer code is go on your phone, go on your laptop. All right, let's go back to the segment. Now, what we're going to talk about, we talked about anticipation. We talked about inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, my God, what I'm about to talk about. This piano is an insult to the person I'm about to talk about. Her name is Lady Gaga. Let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, my goodness, Lady Gaga. So I growing up in 2009, 2008, I heard Lady Gaga. I really liked her. And then, as more of her work came out, it was really when she did, I was like, oh, this is cool. It's kind of fun. And then when she did an acoustic piano version of Poker Face, I was like, damn, she can sing and she has some soul. And obviously the rest is history. We know how much soul and heart that she gives to some of her music. It's just bone chilling, if you will. And if you see her performance, you know, she was in American Horror Story. She got an Emmy for that. She got a Grammy for her records. And she just got an Oscar for the song Shallow. So she is well on her way to get an EGOT. So right now she has an EGO. Now, for those who don't know, an EGOT is the perfect combo of awards where you get an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Emmy for TV, Grammy for music, Oscar for movies, and a Tony for theater. I believe there are only a few people who have an EGOT. Let's ask the internet. Internet, who has an EGOT? And now my fingers will do the typing. I almost put EGOT.com. EGOT, who has won? List of people who have won. Oop, excuse me. Oh my goodness, there's a winner of all four awards. Mel Brooks, look at that. Whoopi Goldberg, John Legend, Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber, look at that. Now, all these people, Audrey Hepburn won an EGOT, Rita Moreno won an EGOT too. Whoa, this is crazy. Okay, cool. I'm gonna end this podcast with my piano debut of a song that will definitely not be edited one bit. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my first concert. Can you believe it? I just performed it. I just pecked at the keyboards. It's very soft, very somber. And if you like this kind of, jam, if you like pianos and podcasts, check out Success Express. It's with my good friend Ethan Edinburgh. They're short 15-minute podcasts, and they're every Wednesday. Success Express for beautiful music podcasts. And until next week, when we got my two cohorts, Spencer Stark and Starlene Hodge, we're gonna see you next week. Be beautiful, live happily, and goodbye.